that sort of thing. How easy is it to set this up?
It's becoming easier. It's not easy to... There are certain cities in America where you can just throw yourself into a van and pull up and start serving. We're not like that, and nor would I advocate us to be like that, because there are, quite rightly, lots of health and safety issues. You can't just stop and serve. But there are, for instance, like the event that I'm talking about this weekend, where you're working with private landlords, private land, car parks, where you can set up, and it's all properly monitored, and you can create these wonderful happenings. Now, I'm of an age. I used to be involved in raving. This is like raving, but for,
for
a man of, yeah, and for a man of an age with a family who just wants to kind of hang around, a bit of music, some fairy lights, a couple of beers, and great quality food. And there's a real theatre to what they're doing. You know, you watch your burger actually formed in somebody's hand. They're actually caramelising the meat on the grill. It's sizzling, and it's handed straight to you. It's not that street food is as good as restaurant food. In a lot of cases, it's better because of that sense of delivery. And, you know, some of the vans that we've got cooking at Quaker's Fries this weekend, there's a team called What the Dickens. They dress up in Victorian clothes and work off a trike serving deviled kidneys. I mean, there's some wonderful things to see. There's a Taiwanese tea truck. Have you ever had Taiwanese bubble tea?
No, I haven't. Well, I'm still fixated on the devil's kidneys because that's one of my favourite things. And it's very hard to make. But it's interesting. Yeah, you're talking about this is you're obviously an advocate for the culture, and it's interesting that you've sort of gone from acid to this, as it were. Yeah. Yes, I'm of that generation too. to this, and are you saying, are you an advocate for the culture, or is this actually happening here in the UK? Because you go abroad, you do see street food.
Very much happening here. I mean, London is the centre of it.
Yes, of course.
But Bristol has a thriving street food scene. But what I wanted to do is bring almost like the best of Britain to Bristol. So we've got some from the southwest there, but there's also some from Manchester, some from London, some from Pembrokeshire. A wonderful a stall who won the British Street Food Awards last year, Cafe Moore from the water of Pembrokeshire, where they serve homemade flatbreads with the cockles and the lava bread and the seaweed that have been gathered from around them, and fold it in front of you with Welsh-back bacon and cream. And it's just, I mean, you know.
Now, that's the fourth time you've made my mouth.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't had breakfast yet this morning.